there's nothing, no such thing as a number or zero or infinity. Look at this. Two's handkerchief is the form of a square, right? Yeah. I pull one end over to the other, become a triangle, right? I can pull this other end over and make another triangle that's smaller. How many times can I do that? When you say it can be done an infinite number of times, that suggests to you a number. But what it really is an unlimited possibility. There is no number. There is no final number to the times you can make this into a triangle. There is no ending to it. Infinity is a convenience of mathematics. There is no such number. Some wag mathematician suggested some time ago that there are a number of different kinds of infinities. Between, if you take out a ruler, 12 inches, you take the first inch, it's divided in half. We can divide each of those halves in half. And you can divide each of those again, and again, and again, and again. You can do that an infinite number of times. Well, what if you took 2 inches? That's twice the number of the infinity of the first. Different kinds of infinities. No. That should prove to you that infinity is not a number. What we mean by infinity is unlimited possibility. There's not even such thing as a number, then. Not such thing as any number at all. Numbers are mathematical conveniences. Conveniences in this ape mind here. It's thinking, trying to contain everything, get control over everything through knowledge. You see, 1 and 2 are different, and 2 and 28 are different, and so forth. But what are they? What's 28 and 1? What kind of things are they? If you bring out things, 1 apple and 2 avocados, you see, how do these apple and these avocados arise anyway in a circumstance of dependence upon a whole stream of possibilities and so on? They're not independent things. That's a mathematical convenience. That's a convenience of ape mind. All there is the whole, the totality, and it's not even infinite because infinite is just unlimited possibility. What about zero then? Zero is nothing, not even one. When was the last time you experienced that, by the way? Tomorrow. I mean, you can throw all the oranges out of the room, but you don't have nothing. You're still in the same context in which oranges apparently arise. All there is totality, and it is unlimited. Zero and number and infinity are paradoxes. They are utterly meaningless. They are just conventions, conveniences of conventional thought. They seem to picture to the so-called rational human mind a rational and limited universe, whereas in fact there is no limitation whatsoever. None at all. Never has been. Nor is there now, nor will there ever be. In fact, you are not limited now. The unlimited or the absolute is not to be realized by some effort, you see, or as a kind of an effect of what you may do and therefore cause. Your presumption of limitation is an illusion to begin with. It's already a doctrine, an ideal in your suffering. In fact, you are not limited yet. There is no zero, no nothing. There is no number, no many. There is no infinity. It's not a number. There's only unlimited possibility in this whole, and it is not defined. Realize the condition, the circumstance in which you exist. It is beyond zero and infinity and any number at all. You are already free. But it seems, since you presume non-freedom now, that you must go through some sort of a process to eventually realize freedom. So you think about it as a kind of effect that you're going to cause by your endeavors, you see. But when you finally realize it, you will realize that it had nothing to do with zero, number, or infinity. It was already the case. Always already the case. In fact, nothing is true that it's not always already the case. I mean, if truth is something caused, something dependent upon, it's obviously not the truth. The truth is the circumstance of that, the ultimate circumstance of that. Truth is only that which is always already the case. Always, now, always, already. This is the circumstance, if you will, of the breakthrough of absolute realization. It is an encounter with paradox, not the result of a logical line of deduction or effort. You think you're working toward infinity as if it's an end number, having begun with zero. This is your ape-like illusion. In the midst of your suffering, where you're constantly trying to console yourself with things, and you see on either side, infinity in one direction and nothing in the other direction. Perhaps this summarizes your unique nature as a superior ape. You belong on National Geographic, talking zero, number, and infinity. And then in the midst of the interview with you on National Geographic, they pan into the background and some twist with the focal length of the camera, and there's some guy sitting on the back there in the brush. No, he's not taking notes. He's not doing anything. He's not doing anything. He's not thinking about anything. Of course, he has nothing to say to National Geographic. He has discounted. Nothing, number, or infinity always arises. In any case, it arises within existence itself. Existence itself is not confounded. Haven't you noticed, no matter what arises, you are the witness of it? What kind of import do you grant to this principle? You are already free. You could deliver yourself to that freedom. Affirm that absolute. Beyond infinity, number, and zero. You could do it. My company demonstrates it and transmits it to you. But you are reserved. You have your opinion, your point of view, your ideas, your suffering, your circumstance to be utopianized and idealistically fulfilled. You see, you have all kinds of arguments against your own and present reality.